This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The body of a 46-year-old man from El Paso County who drowned Sunday has been recovered from Bear Lake south of Yampa. That's according to the Garfield County Coroner this morning. Route County Sheriff Doug Shearer says the Sheriff's Office and Route County Search and Rescue also was at the scene to assist. A 26-year-old man from Orem, Utah, died in a single vehicle crash early Saturday morning. The Moffat County Coroner has identified him as Luke Stark. Colorado State Patrol says Stark was on his way to visit his parents in Steamboat Springs when the car he was driving drifted off the edge of the road on Highway 40 just east of Craig. Saturday was a gathering of around 70 people on the Gittleson Ranch in Jackson County. This is where wolves have killed more cattle than anywhere else in Colorado. State legislators were there, along with many ranchers and producers from Northwest Colorado, media from across the state. Route County Sheriff Doug Shearer was there, and top officials with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. They were all there to listen and learn how wolf reintroduction is affecting the ag community in a non-confrontational setting. After a ranch tour with Don Gittleson, CPW Director Jeff Davis answered questions.
This meeting was great. I'm so glad that the Gittlesons hosted us. It's so important to CPW with all of what's going on that we're here to listen, to understand, and try to create durable solutions with our ranching community and the rest of the Colorado's residents.
The painting of stripes on roads throughout Steamboat Springs begins today. Should be finished by Friday if the weather cooperates. Work's also being done on the roundabout at Steamboat Boulevard and Mount Werner Circle. The second half of property taxes are due today. Pay at your local county courthouse or online. Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education meets at 4 o'clock today in the middle school. A town hall with Senator Dylan Roberts and Representative Megan Lukens is at noon today in the Rangeley Town Hall, and then at 5 o'clock today at the Meeker Public Library. The track at Steamboat Springs High School was busy this week with track and field camp. 170 kindergarten through ninth grade athletes, with about 35 high school and college athletes, alumni to SSHS, helping coach the kids.
When a cowgirl goes to heaven.
Karen Lewis has released a new music video called When a Cowgirl Goes to Heaven. It's a tribute to his sister, Lacey Lewis of Steamboat Springs, who was killed by a woman with multiple drugs in her system in Parker 2 years ago today. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KREIRadio.com.